This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. Oh, I'm so honored that we won Incestuous Family of the Year. It's just an honor for you to come here and interview me, being the head woman of our family, and to kind of get a behind the scenes sneak peek of what our family life is like. So I guess I'll start at the beginning. Before, you know, all the laws changed, where we finally got rid of the age of consent and incest was all legal and, you know, porn became just a wide range of ages, child porn, adult porn. Even before all of that, it all started when me and my brother, we were raised in an incest-loving home. Our parents made us have sex. At first, it was just, sex at home with the family. But then eventually, my parents started filming me and my brother having sex together. And it really formed this really special bond between me and my brother. I guess you could say fell in love with each other. We really did. I remember, since I was in elementary school, just loving my brother. Like when I would watch little girl, you know, movies and shows with the prince and the princess, my brother was always in my mind as my prince, you know, the man, rather the boy that I wanted to kiss and marry. So anyways, it stayed that way. And when we were, I think around when I was 12 years old, my parents, they actually found this underground, priest on the black market that married me and my brother. And we've been married ever since. And I got married when I was 12 because I was of breeding age. And even though my parents, you know, were child fuckers, pedophiles, even they had some morals that they wanted their daughter to be married before I started having children. So me and my brother wasted no time. I quickly started having babies at the age of 12. That's actually my son right there. Well, my first son. The first son I had when I was 12. He's actually 12 now. So he was our first inbred child. And as you can see, I have 10 other children that were inbred with me and my brother. They're all in the room right here, all varying ages. My youngest is 5. And me and my husband, my brother, we have also bought a bunch of sex slaves. We just wanted to double our family. It was always our dream to have a huge family. So we have about 10 children that we have purchased from all over the world. Some of them don't speak hardly any English, but they're learning. You can see they all get along. Mm-hmm. We've got a nice little orgy going on right now with all the children. They and me and my husband, we love having child orgies. Because here's the thing, when you raise children in a home where sex is normal and free. Children love sex. I mean, they love having their little genitals stimulated in positive ways. When the kids turn 5, that's when we really start to introduce sex. That's me and my husband, because my brother, that's the age we started getting fucked by our parents. So it just made sense that we would do the same. And we have found that even 5-year-olds get horny for sex. I mean, we would never keep the children off of each other and tell them not to have sex. But if we did, we would be telling them no a lot, because they often have sex with each other without our encouragement. It's one of the most beautiful things. I mean, just imagine waking up in the early morning and finding your children fucking each other just because they want to. You know, so, and they know that mommy and daddy love our child orgies. So they love performing and they love being porn stars. It's actually, it's a fun little competition between them, who gets the most views, who gets the most fans. It's really adorable. But yeah, they love it. They're natural little sex nymphos. And that's why I'm so glad we live in a world where there's no age of consent. We're not telling children no. We're not telling children that sex is bad, because it's so natural for them. I mean, do you see my little 5-year-old son? We bought him. Yeah, he came from the UK. I mean, that little 5-year-old, he fucks like as much as a grown adult man wants to fuck, as much as his older brothers. He is a horny little boy, and he loves fucking his sisters. He loves fucking mommy too. But I think he really enjoys his little 5 and 6-year-old sisters, as you can see, because I mean, come on. It's that a 5-year-old pussy is perfect for his little 5-year-old dick. It's the most beautiful thing. And we also encourage in our home that everyone is bisexual. We encourage it. Even if we find that, say, my 5-year-old son really isn't wanting to fuck his brothers as much as he wants to fuck his sisters, we still gently encourage it. And by the time they're older, they're used to it and they love fucking their brothers and sisters. But it's a beautiful, beautiful thing. You can see my 2 girls right there. Yeah, my 2 daughters, those are my biological daughters. She is 9 years old, and that's her older sister, who's 10 years old. We can't keep those 2 apart. They are the biggest child lesbians I've seen in our family, for sure. They love eating each other's pussies. We can't get them off of each other. And so we try to encourage them to branch out, you know, with their other sisters and daddy and mommy and their brothers, but they always go back to each other. And that's fine. That's fine, as long as they're sampling the whole family. So yeah, I think our heavy encouragement with our children being bi is one of the key factors that makes us such a successful, incestuous family. And child porn, we do call ourselves a studio at this point. We have so many children that, I mean, we have enough to call us a studio. But why our content does so well? Because they're often orgies, for one, where all of them are playing together. You know, people can see a mom and a daughter together, a father and a son together, brother and brother, sister and sister. And plus, I think what also makes us a successful, incestuous child porn family is that there's so many of us. Sex never gets boring. because, you know, we're all different. We all have different likes and different bodies. And yeah, the kids, they all love each other and they're so close. And that's what me and my brother realized, you know, through our incest relationship, is it really does, incest does bring you closer. It makes you love your family members even more. I think some of our child porn viewers really love the fact that we encourage all the children, me, my husband, we're all completely smooth. We don't like body hair in our home. And, you know, the younger kids, they always stay hairless. But when they reach, you know, that puberty age, we encourage shaving at all times. You know, mommy's completely bare, daddy's completely bare. So, yeah, it just makes for, I think, visually, you know, stimulating child porn when everyone's bare. Who doesn't like bald pussy or, you know, hairless balls? I mean, plus, I mean, I've always encouraged my brother, husband, to shave like around the back door area, because I want to rim him. I don't want to rim a hairy ass. Neither do the kids. So it works out. So should we kind of, I don't know, tour the family orgy that's going on now for the interview? Yeah, I think that would be great to really get in and hear how me and my husband encourage, well, each other, but also encourage the children. So let's start with my five-year-old son there, the one I was talking about, the one from the UK that we bought. Yes. And so we're teaching him, because he is such a horny little fuck, we're teaching him, you know, obviously to have sex with his sister and brothers, but we also, after he has his little dry orgasm, we have him go to his five-year-old sisters and six-year-old sisters and try to encourage him to work on fisting his sisters. See, for me, it would probably be impossible for me to fist one of my kindergarten age children, but the little boys and the little girls, we get him to try, and all the other boys and girls. We all encourage, you know, children of around the same age to work on some fisting. It's just me and daddy, we love fisting. So you can see my little five-year-old attempting to fist his little sister. Very good. She's 6 years old. And it's pretty, I mean, I'm not going to say it's easy, but it's doable, right? Because he has such a tiny little hands and arm. Such a good boy. Very good. Yeah. Remember, sweetie, you gotta work your sister's six-year-old pussy nice and slow. You can't fist right away. You gotta work it and get it stretched. And watch this. This is the beauty of having a family that is all bi. So, baby, while you're fisting your sister, you just push your little tushy out. Very good. And I'm going to fist you while you're fisting your sister. And you see, adults can fist little kitty assholes, because assholes are, they're wonderful, aren't they? They just stretch so well. And I'm just going to start working his little five-year-old ass and see our boys. I mean, we raise them on being comfortable with their boy pussies, being comfortable with anal. And my little five-year-old son here, he loves it. They all do. I mean, who doesn't love that feeling of being stretched and filled, you know, in their ass? It's so delicious. And I love fisting my kids. Oh, it's just a thrill, especially my little five-year-olds. Oh my God, they're so tiny. And they take mommy's hands so, so well. Yes, there we go. And I think next, I think I'm going to get my son here to take over fisting his brother, because I really do want to go over and have you really get a good view of how my brother husband fucks our children and how we interact. Mm-hmm. Sweetie, can you come take over? Yes, mommy's got about 3 fingers and your little brother. I want you to work to fist him completely. I want to see your whole forearm as far as it can go right inside your brother's little 5-year-old boy pussy. Thank you. Good boy. Y'all keep it up. All right. So let's just like take a look at my husband over there. One thing I forgot to mention, when we really get really going with our family orgies, we like to break out some cocaine. Not just for me and my brother, but all the children. And before you judge, we are very careful. We are very careful how much coke the kids get. We give them just enough little bumps and lines that are perfect for their, you know, their body type. And it just makes them more hornier. I mean, kids on coke, it's so fucking sexy. Because the boys, they start pumping their hips faster. The girls bounce on cock like little energizer bunnies. And plus, me and Daddy love it. I know my husband loves it because it just allows him to last longer, you know? And I mean, when you're having sex with children, it's one of the most pleasurable things you'll ever experience. So being high while fucking your kids, it's perfection. It really is. So you see, my brother husband is doing some lines of cocaine, and he's got our little twins. We have twins. Mm-hmm. My twin girls right there. They are both 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And he's giving them their little lines of coke. And I wonder, I'm very curious what Daddy's going to do with them. Because usually he likes to have his coke and then get real busy and nasty with the kids. Oh my gosh, look at him. I love when he does that. He is snorting his lines of coke off my little daughter's flat chest. He loves snorting coke off any of the kids. What's really hot is the older preteen boys. He'll snort a line right off their stiff little cocks. It's so fucking hot. I do it too. I prefer to snort lines off their little asses. I don't know. It's hot. It's something I like personally. Look at them. Look at them. It's so fucking beautiful. Do you see my brother husband and my 2 twin daughters just in a trio making out with each other? See, they just love their father. All of them do. All the boys, all the girls, they always feel lucky, I think. I think the kids feel lucky when they get time with mommy and daddy, because there's so many of them, right? There's 20 kids in this house. So when we have our own fucking time with our children, it's special for everyone, you know? So anytime any of the kids get near daddy, their hands are going to be all over their father. They're going to be just, oh my God, devouring his cock. Yes. I mean, I'm just so proud. I'm so proud of the pedophile my husband is, my own brother. I mean, we were bred to be pedophiles from our parents. And he is just the hottest pedo daddy I've ever seen in my whole fucking life. I love my brother so much. Oh my God, we need to look at this. Look at this. Okay, so we encourage double penetration. I mean, because we are a sex-crazed family. So, I mean, sex is great. Regular penis and vagina, normal anal, all great. But since we make so much kiddie porn, since we have so much sex with each other, we encourage double penetration. And you see my 10-year-old and my 11-year-old, they're about to double stuff my little 7-year-old daughter. Look, watch. Do you see I'm trying to fit in there? It's so sexy. Fuck, it's so hot. Oh my God. You know, and usually I'm going to tell you my favorite thing. My favorite thing is to get two of my sons together. And I love just rubbing their little child cocks together. There's nothing more hot to me. And then to feel two of my son's underage cocks inside of me at once. It's so fucking hot. Just knowing, I don't know, it's a trigger for me. Knowing that two cocks are rubbing together inside of my pussy. Oh, I love it. I love it. So I'm always super proud when they really try to stretch the little girls and try to give them double cock penetration. It's so fucking hot. And then remember my youngest son was over there fisting his sister, and then his brother came and helped. Now there, two of my other sons are going to try to double penetrate my little 5-year-old son. Oh my God, he's going to do it too. He's going to fucking do it. That's why we love fisting. You've got to stretch their little kid holes. They're stretchable. They're trainable and stretchable. Because you see my 5-year-old, it's going to take him a moment, but he's going to take two of his brother's cocks at once. And he'll do it with success, and he'll love every moment of it. Another thing I personally love about double penetration is with the boys that are old enough to come, like have actual cum come out. Just knowing that cum, that little boy cum, is soaking on their brother's dick. Oh, fuck. Mommy will come over there and lick every bit of it off that little cock. I fucking love it. And yes, I mean, there's no denying that me and my brother husband, we are pedophiles. I love my husband. Like, I am still so in love with my brother. I love him with all my heart, but we don't really have much sex together because I'm attracted to children. I'm attracted to little boys because, you know, my brother, us fucking since we were little kids. I mean, every time I fuck one of my little boys, I'm thinking about my brother. You know, I'm reminded of my brother when we were kids and introduced to incest and put in front of the cameras for child porn. I fucking love little boys, and I love my little girls just as much. I didn't have a sister growing up, so I feel like when I have sex with my daughters, I am being able to live, you know, the life I wish I could have lived when I was a little girl. Because, oh my God, I would love to have known that my little kitty pussy was eaten by my sister's kitty pussy and vice versa. So I get all that I can now with my own kids. And I'm a little embarrassed. Do you mind if we just take a break from this interview? Because just talking about my children and watching my brother husband have a threesome with our two daughters. My pedo cunt is just throbbing. I need to join in. You don't mind? Okay, please just stay and watch. We would love it. This is why we have cameras going at any moment, so we can always capture pure child incest porn. Oh my God, I think I'm going to join my brother husband. Do you mind if I join in, guys? I'll take one of the twins. Yes. You can have all the time you want with that 8-year-old pussy. I'm going to take your 8-year-old pussy. You are going to sit on mommy's face. And baby, yes, I want you to come over here and fuck your mother. Yeah, give me that 7-year-old cock. Give it to me while I eat your sister out. And I want you to put your hands all over your sister. Yes, and I want you to reach down, and I want you to also, because you're really close, I want you to rub on daddy's asshole while he's fucking your sister. Yes, you good mommy, that 8-year-old pussy. You're so wet. Did daddy make you wet? Or was that your sister that made you so wet? Come here, baby. Come here. I want you to ride on mommy's finger. Here, I'm putting 2 fingers up. You just grind that little pussy against mommy's fingers. Oh, I need to. I want to be able to see your little brother fuck mommy. Give me that little kitty cock. Yes, that's a good boy. Oh, I'm going to make you go into mommy's asshole next. Yes. Mommy loves to be filled in both my pedo pussy and mommy's ass, too. Yes, baby, you're so wet. Why are you so wet, baby girl? You like watching your brother fuck mommy? You do, don't you? And your daddy's right beside you, too. I fucking love you. I love you, big brother. I love being a pedo parent with you. And I love being fucked by my kids. They're all so fucking horny, aren't they? Yes. I'll take mommy's ass. I need my ass filled. Yeah, put that little kitty cock in there. That's a good boy. Spit on it. Yeah, you spit on mommy's ass. Use that kid spit as lube. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, I'm putting a finger in your little ass, too. And then I'm going to put a finger in my son's ass while he's fucking me. Yeah, I got my fingers in both my kids' asses. There you go. You like that, don't you? Yes, you like that little boy pussy filled while you fuck mommy? Yes, you do, you sick fuck. You little horny boy. Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God, are you going to come in mommy's ass? Yeah, you're going to give me that dry cum. Mommy's going to try to find that little boy prostate and make you cum. Yes. Oh, my God. And you're going to come too, aren't you? You horny little girl. Yes, you come inside mommy's pedo asshole. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, I love being fucked by my son. My horny little girl grinding against mommy's fingers. Oh, my God. Yes. Yes. That's a good boy. I feel you twitching in there. Oh, yes. Twitching in mommy's ass. Oh, my God. Your little asshole is gripping against mommy, too. Yes. Actually, you stay in mommy's ass. I'm going to get your big brother to come pound your little boy pussy. So your big brother can pound your little dick inside of mommy. Yeah, you go right inside mommy's pedo cunt. I'm soaking for you, baby. Yeah. Get behind your brother. Fuck him into me. Yeah, fuck your brother into mommy. Yeah, you take that dick, baby. Yeah, you take that dick so good in your boy pussy, don't you? Mommy loves you. Yeah, mommy loves you inside of me, too. Oh, yes. And I love that you're getting anally pounded. Now you're pounding into me. fuck him harder. Fuck him harder. Mm-hmm. Mommy's about to come. Fuck him harder into me. Give me that 7-year-old dick. Give it to me. Give it to me. Harder. Harder. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, make a mommy come. Oh, I love coming on kitty cock. Oh, I love coming on kitty cock. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, you filled up your little brother, too. Yeah, good boy. Good fucking boy. Coming inside your brother's boy pussy. Oh, my God. Yes. Oh, thank you, babies. Mommy couldn't concentrate in my interview. I was too horny, so you helped mommy out. Now you guys keep fucking. Yes. Actually, I think you might need a line of coke to help keep you going. Yeah. And here's a juice box, too. Yeah, take that juice while mommy cuts you out a line of coke, okay?